She took his arm, more to control than to guide him, and started down the catwalk toward the glowing white square of a security booth. Ben did not even consider trying to break free. Yet. He still needed to find out what happened to Lan Shivu, and Tahiri seemed to be moving him into a less secure area. They reached the security checkpoint at the end of the cell block. Then they passed through a series of airlocks and scanner chambers and entered a white-tiled processing tunnel, so rife with disinfectant that Ben's eyes began to water. About a dozen Bothan assassins lay mag-clamped to hover gurneys, being scanned for evidence, sampled, shaved furless, and finally implanted with explosive locator chips that could be remotely detonated in the event of escape. All of this was being done under the watchful eye of a dozen YVH battle droids, overseen by an equal number of heavily armed GHE guards. When Tahiri noticed Ben's gaze lingering on the MD droid at the implanting station, she flipped her remote in front of his eyes, no doubt trying to prevent him from seeing where the chip was being inserted. Almost any Jedi would be able to locate and disable such a chip using little more than the Force and meditation. But knowing where to look would make the meditation unnecessary.
"Yes, you have one too," Tahiri said. "So don't even think about trying to escape. Thanks for the warning."
Ben shook the chains hanging from his manacles.
"I was just getting ready to make a run for it."
"Funny boy."
Tahiri thumbed a button on the remote, sending a jolt of electricity through Ben's ankle that dropped him to a knee.
"Ha ha."
Ben glanced behind Tahiri's knees and saw the MD withdrawing an injection hypo from beneath the Bothan's shoulder blade. Tahiri jerked Ben back to his feet. They went through another security checkpoint at the far end of the processing tunnel, then started down a long corridor. As they approached the end of the corridor, Ben began to sense a lot of beings ahead, and beings in pain. No doubt he was being taken into a specialized torture wing. Then, a terrible thought occurred to him. He reached out into the Force and felt his friend's presence, no more than 50 meters inside the cell block. As they passed through the next checkpoint, Ben began to realize that something wasn't quite right with the picture he'd been painting in his mind. The security here was not as tight as in the Bothan wing, and he could sense through the Force that the booth guards were too relaxed for a high security area. When the final airlock opened, the atmosphere grew thick with the singular blend of stericlean and bodily infection, and Ben knew. He turned to Tahiri, his anger already rising into his throat.
"How long has he been in here? His injuries weren't that bad."
"There were complications," Tahiri said. "But he stands a good chance of surviving, depending on you."
"Me? Of course."
They reached the doorway, and Tahiri turned to look at him.
"I'm sorry. Are you under the impression I brought you here because I'm too nice to be a Sith?"
Tahiri placed her thumb over the security pad on the wall. The doors hissed open, revealing a small 4-unit ward. 3 of the beds lay empty, with their lowered security panels forming a transparent apron around the base. The 4th bed was fully enclosed, with an ashen-faced man barely recognizable as Lan Shivu, sleeping half-naked inside. The blaster burns on his torso looked about half-healed, but his arms and fingers were mottled with fresh bruises, scorch circles, and other signs of torture. Ben said,
"There is no reason to do this. Shivu doesn't know anything about our operations."
Tahiri shrugged, closing and locking the door behind them.
"It always pays to be thorough. Traitors are everywhere."
She started toward the MD droid, standing watch at Shivu's bedside, then stopped and turned back to Ben.
"Of course, nobody knows that better than you."
Ben tore his gaze away from Shivu.
"Eventually, we all betray something, Tahiri. It's what you stay true to that counts."